Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council Member. Good morning, Council Member. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good. How are those puppies?
They're crazy, as always. Have
they settled down at all, really?
One has. The other one, I don't think, will ever settle down.
Have you considered putting me on an ankle monitor?
No.
No, because all you got to do is follow the trail of destruction, and you know exactly where he is, huh?
Right, exactly that.
Let's talk about, and I don't mean to make light of ankle monitoring. I'm just kidding around. It's the holidays. I'm talking about dogs. Let me fix that up right there. Let's talk about the Housing Trust Fund. And for people that don't know, and I mentioned earlier with Becky Mowbray, man, the average American is bombarded between 4 and 10,000 messages of one type or the other each day. So there's a lot on everybody's collective plate. Tell us what the Housing Trust Fund is, if you will, Leslie, and a little context and background on this.
Sure. So it is a charter amendment to the New Orleans Charter. 75% of the voters voted for it. And what it does is create a permanent fund to create and preserve affordable and workforce housing. That includes rental housing, but also homeownership opportunities for people who are lower and middle income in the city of New Orleans. Again, I just want to reiterate that it was passed by 75% of the voters, and BGR did not endorse the charter amendment. So when I received the letter that BGR circulated, at 8 o'clock, I think, in the morning, a couple of days ago, providing recommendations for the Housing Trust Fund, I was actually quite shocked to receive it.
Tell me why.
Well, again, BGR did not support the Housing Trust Fund, and the recommendations that they included in their letter are actually in the effectuating ordinance that you and I have talked about previously. Mm-hmm.
Leslie, I'm sorry, but when you say effectuating ordinance, people may not know what that is.
Sure. I was going to go into it. So there was the charter amendment. Sure. The charter amendment that 75% of the voters voted for, which created the Housing Trust Fund. And then separately, what the council did is passed an ordinance that provides rules around how the money is spent, and how the reporting and auditing is done for the money that is put into the Housing Trust Fund. So that ordinance was passed by the City Council. And again, the BGR coming out with additional recommendations was a little surprising, given that many of their recommendations, in fact, probably all of them, are in the ordinance that the council has already passed.
So it's just redundant? Or it's already there? I'm confused.
I'm confused, too. So, again, that's why when I saw the reports that the BGR put out, I was very confused by it, because we already have the rules around the ordinance and how the Housing Trust Fund will be administered in place. And that includes quarterly reporting of the balance of the fund, all revenues, how the fund has been spent. They have to come before council. There's a dashboard that has to be created. So everything that BGR has recommended around the Housing Trust Fund has already been put into place by the council. So I'm actually very confused by why BGR came out with anything concerning the Housing Trust Fund.
So if anything, would it be accurate to say, Counselor, that although differently worded, what they did was a kind of backdoor endorsement of what it is that you guys said?
Sure. And I'll take that endorsement. The other thing that I will say is that if CGR has additional recommendations, they are welcome. And my door, as you know, is open all the time to come and sit with us and talk about if there are additional things that need to be put into place. We're happy to talk about those, but we already have accountability measures put into place with this ordinance.
Okay, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. We'll talk about looking forward in the, because it kicks in budget 2026, right?
Correct, yes.
What kind of measures are in place? Are protections are in place, audits, et cetera? I don't want to get too far in the weeds on that. Primarily, Leslie, I would like to drill down on how that's going to help deal with the homeless situation in New Orleans and affordable housing, okay?
Sure.
We'll do that when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9. Leslie's going to go pull a sofa cushion out of the dog's mouth. All right, 8:55 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Leslie Harris, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. Did you get the sofa cushion out of the dog's mouth?
I did. And, you know, good. I adopted these dogs from Zeus's, who was
did
the
you?
Home of Scrim. Yes.
And, you know, in Scrim, Doug McCash has a story today. Scrim was sighted. He's alive. Boy, this is a free spirit, don't you think, Leslie? Scrim?
I'm obsessed with Scrim, and Scrim is definitely a District B resident.
Let me tell you, if you could get Scrim's endorsement, you know?
I would take it.
I saw somebody in Doug McCash's story had a tattoo of Scrim. I don't have tattoos, but if I got one, I think it would be of Scrim. I admire that dog so much. Let's talk about Scrim. Scrim doesn't want housing. Scrim wants to be on the loose. He wants to be out there. Tell me about the Housing Trust Fund and what kind of difference that's going to make. And does it wait until the 2026 budget? Or take me through all of that, if you would. Leslie, please.
Sure. So the charter amendment goes into effect in 2026. However, in this past budget session, we have put money into the Housing Trust Fund and distributed some of that money already, including $10 million to provide housing in charity, to develop housing in charity and redevelop housing there. Money for the Pythian building, also in District B, to make it completely affordable, but for a few units. And also $2 million to some domain properties that also are completely affordable housing. So we are, as a city council, already investing in affordable housing. The trust fund itself comes into effect in 2026, but again, we are already using city funds to support affordable housing opportunities in the city of New Orleans.
When it comes to mixed use, does some of that relate to, and I'm thinking of... where Swiss Bakery is located now. I forgot the name of that can, whatever it is, that development. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that started as mixed use and then changes. I don't think that's your district. Bottom line, I'm asking, Leslie, when it comes to mixed use housing, does that work? Does it last long-term mixed use, or is it just mixed use for the beginning for tax credits and it goes away?
Some of it does, and so that's what some of the rulemaking that we're doing around the Housing Trust Fund is to make sure that the housing units that we create with the Housing Trust Fund dollars are affordable long-term. So I always point to the Louisiana Firehouse, which will be 99 years of affordability. The American Can that you were talking about, that was, I think, 30 years of affordability, and then they kicked people out to make it market rate housing. Mm-hmm. That's not something that we want to see going forward, because what happens is once that affordability goes away, people are displaced, and as you see, sometimes end up homeless under the bridge in communities where they don't need to be.
And I know people that lived in that apartment complex and others that lived in the one near the Blue Plate Manis sign, whatever it is,
yeah.
Washington, I always get that area confused. How do those developments usually work out? Leslie, does it work out for everybody, the mixed use?
It works out typically, again, if you have affordability that lasts longer than a few years. 30 years sounds like a long time.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, Tommy. So 30 years sounds like a long time for affordability, but it really isn't. What we're looking for is permanent affordability when we do mixed-use development. So 99 years of affordability is really the standard when we look at other cities, and that's what we're putting into place with the Housing Trust Fund.
So it works. It's just the financing part of it, the living together part of it works fine, right?
Oh, absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely.
Thank you, Leslie. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy everything to you and the dogs. We'll be back, WWL.